This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. I have something very important to talk to you today. I want to talk to you about God's gift to you without strings attached. You know, God loves the world so much that he has given his only begotten son, that whoever would believe on him would not be perishing, but would have everlasting life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but he sent his son that the world through him might be saved. That's basic gospel, John 3:16 and verse 17. God loves you, and he's given you a gift so precious, so awesome. Something so precious that money cannot buy, gold, nor silver, nor any vain belief in anything other than the Lord Jesus Christ as that perfect redeeming gift. Because all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us are guilty of death because we've sinned and transgressed God's laws. From the beginning of time into the time that time is no more, all men everywhere must believe on Jesus Christ, because there's no other name given among men by which you must be saved. It's a gift through grace, a gift of grace that operates through faith, believing that all the weight of sin and transgression and iniquity, uncleanness, unbelief, idolatry, anything that's contrary to godliness, the Father has taken and put on his Son, Jesus Christ, the Redeemer. And by believing that act, that as Jesus hung on a cross, for it was written in the law, cursed is he that hangs on a tree. Jesus became a curse. He became sin, that whoever would believe on him would not be punished with eternal damnation, but would be passed from death unto life. It's God's gift to you and me. And it's God's gift to all men, all women, all children everywhere. So, we are in a time of judgment in the earth today. If we could have eyes to see and ears to hear, if our heart could understand what God is doing today, he's judging. This is a holy thing that God is doing today in the earth. So we have to evaluate, where are we with God? Where are you with God and his gift to you? Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. The good news is, it is God that works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God's a potter. And we are like clay. And God will mold you, fashion you into the image of his own dear son. And that's in Romans chapter 8. That's God's goal for you. To change you, to transform you. So you can either yield to the process and be putty in his hand, soft, pliable, so he can accomplish his goal in your life. Or you can resist and be hard as a rock. And if you resist God, and he will chasten you and he will deal with you. But if you continue to resist, you'll be shattered in pieces, broken, useless. But if you yield to the process of God, the fiery trials, the tough times that come, he will fill you, comfort you, change you, transform you, liberate you. We're in a time of judgment, as I said. We're nearing the time of the second coming of Jesus Christ, when he will rule all, and he will bring his kingdom of his Father, one of peace, righteousness, and equity. God's motive for the gift that he's given us is love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And today is a day we're in custom. It's Christmas and people give gifts, even in the pagans, the Christians, the various religions give gifts. And I was walking through the mall yesterday, and I was seeing the people scurrying and running around trying to find a gift. You know, and you know the pressure that's on people to give a gift, you know, gift of obligation, gift, what gift to give and why, and what the motive, and I'll give this because they're going to give me that, and the motivations that go on are far short, far different from what God gave, because he gave us his own son without strings attached. It's up to you. It's up to me to receive this gift. And the sad part is the majority of the people refuse God's gift and go a lifetime, a span of their life, resisting God, resisting his love, saying there's no God. And yet they could look into the stars of heaven and see his handiwork. They could see the stars, the beauty, the rain, the sun, the things that grow, the animals, and life itself, man, woman, the birth of children. And people reject God's gift. And people are motivated out of self-interest and fear and pressure. And it's so sad. And this during these days of judgment, I'm concerned about people having a false sense, a false perception of reality. It's like a matrix where people are oblivious to the reality of the perilous times we're living in, where the economy of the world is crashing, political leaders corrupt, failing, full of pride, full of gross iniquity, teaching systems that have misled the youth, the young, into believing false systems that have rejected the truth. Soon there'll be plagues and pestilence, martial law, oppression, and tyranny. The people don't see the serious hour we're in, how it's an hour to be close to the Lord in receiving this gift and being changed and transformed and looking for an eternal kingdom rather than the things of this world that's so short, so such vanity. People are not aware of the dire day that we are in. Few will walk the straight and narrow way that leads to life. Few. Because there's a broad, wide way that leads to destruction, and there's many that enter therein. You can call on the Lord Jesus Christ right now. And you can listen, you can surrender to the Lord, and you can repent of believing lies and myths and things that are contrary to his word. Don't be like the multitudes that are like a herd, oblivious to the reality of this day. God loves you, but he calls us to repent. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28 and following, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You can admire Jesus. He's one to be admired. He's a king. He's a master, a Lord. He's glorious. And yet he's kind, humble, a servant. He would wash your feet. He would gird himself in a towel and feed you and bless you. That's Jesus. The gift of God to you. Why do the heathen rage? Why do the heathen reject the Lord and reject his son? And God admonishes us in Psalms chapter 2 to kiss the son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. But blessed are they that put their trust in him, the gift of God. And Jesus laid down his life for us willingly. There's no greater love than a man would lay down his life for his friends. Jesus gladly participated in our salvation, the redemption is offered as the gift of God. In 1 Peter 4:1 it says, "For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind, for he that suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God." See, God calls you to liberty. He calls you to turn from your wicked ways, to turn into a way of life rather than death. Because the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. These are going to be tough days, difficult times. And if you're focused on the Lord and allowing yourself to be pliable, God will fill you, change you, and he'll be blessed over you. He'll be singing songs of deliverance over you through these days of difficulty and trial. In 2 Corinthians 4:16 and following, it says, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction," the things that, the tough times that we go through, "which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." And this is where we need to be focused, not on the things that pass away, but on the things that are eternal in the Spirit. So today, the Spirit of the Lord is calling you to focus on God's gift to you without strings. It's up to you. So precious, so valuable. Pay attention to God's gift. Give him your best. Yield to him. Serve the Lord. Be a truthful person. Be devoted to him. God will make you a shining light in the midst of a crooked, dark, and perverse nation. In Romans 8:29, "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifies. Who's he that condemns? It's Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. No, but in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." That's God's blessing to you. No strings, pure love, eternal life, forgiveness, redemption, blessing. I bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Open your mouth wide and the Lord will fill it. Speak words of grace, edifying words to those that need the hope that lies within you. God bless you.